From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli soldiers shot dead at least two Palestinians, including an alleged knife-wielding assailant in the occupied West Bank Tuesday. It comes 4 months of tensions that have continued to simmer. The Palestinian Health Ministry said a 21-year-old Palestinian was killed by Israeli army gunfire during a confrontation between troops and protesters in the town of Beit Jala near Bethlehem. The military said troops had fired at rioters and who had hurled firebombs and rocks at soldiers. In a separate incident, a military spokeswoman said troops fatally shot a Palestinian who tried to stab a soldier in the West Bank city of Hebron. Palestinian officials gave his age as 17 and said another Palestinian was killed by Israeli soldiers in the city. The Israeli military, meanwhile, had no immediate information about a second fatality in Hebron. Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's seriously concerned that German citizens might be among the victims and wounded in an explosion in Istanbul that killed at least 10 people earlier Tuesday. In comments to reporters, she said, "We must ascertain that today Istanbul was hit, Paris was hit, Tunisia was hit, and Ankara too was already hit. Today, international terrorism has shown its ugly face once again. A Syrian suicide bomber is thought to be responsible for the attack, which killed at least 10 people, including foreigners, in the heart of Istanbul's historic Sultanahmet tourist district Tuesday." For the seventh and final time of his presidency, President Barack Obama will stand before Congress and the American public to lay out his vision for his remaining months in office for the future of the United States. His State of the Union address will be carried live here on VOA at 2 hours Universal Time. This is VOA News. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for all factions to be included in the newest round of peace talks between armed ethnic groups and the country's outgoing quasi-civilian government. She says it's time, based on the mandate and the right thing to do for what people want us to do, we're ready to take responsibility of building forever peace. The Nobel laureate made those remarks Tuesday at the opening day of negotiations in the country's capital. The Taliban said Tuesday that it was convinced by Qatari mediators to release a Canadian man on humanitarian grounds after holding him hostage in Afghanistan for nearly 5 years. The Canadian Foreign Minister of Affairs Minister announced on Monday the release of Colin Rutherford. He went to Afghanistan in 2010 and was reported missing in February 2011. A Taliban video 3 months later accused him of spying, but Rutherford had said he was a tourist just interested in history and historical sites. An agreement between the government and opposition forces has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three besieged towns in Syria. Some news accounts report dozens of people have died of starvation. Abdulaziz Al-Mashi, co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement, blames the regime of Bashar al-Assad for the widespread suffering.
Assad has been using food as a weapon for almost 3 years. So basically, when Assad failed to break into the opposition-held areas by force, he used like all kind of weapons he has got, including chemical weapons, and then he started using food as a weapon.
However, Syria's UN ambassador Bashar Jafari said his government is cooperating with the aid delivery and blamed what he called armed terrorist group for the humanitarian disaster.
The reality of the so-called besieged, hard-to-reach areas is that some of those areas are controlled by terrorist groups who are using civilians as human shields. And other areas are besieged from the terrorist groups who are preventing the delivery of humanitarian assistance.
You can read more details on the aid deliveries at voanews.com. At least seven Sunni mosques and dozens of shops in eastern Iraq were firebombed Tuesday, according to security sources and local officials. It comes a day after 23 people were killed there in two blasts that were claimed by the Islamic State. 10 people were also shot and killed in Muqdiyadiyah, which is 80 kilometers northeast of Baghdad, according to security and hospital sources. Meanwhile, British Oil and Petroleum Gas Company announced plans, BP rather, announced plans Tuesday to slash 5% of its global workforce. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.